2 Kings chapter 6. And the sons of the prophets said to Elisha, "Look now, the place where we live with you is too small for us. We ask you to let us go to the Jordan River, and let each one take from there a beam, and let us build us a place there, where we may live." And he answered, "Go." And one said, "I ask you to be content, and go with your servants." And he answered, "I will go." So he went with them. And when they came to the Jordan River, they cut down wood. But as one was cutting a beam, the axe head fell into the water, and he cried, and said, "Alas, master!" because it was borrowed. And the man of God said, "Where did it fall?" And he showed him the place. And he cut down a stick, and cast it in there, and the iron floated. Therefore he said, "Take it up to yourself." And he put out his hand, and took it. Then the king of Syria warred against Israel, and took counsel with his servants, saying, "In such and such a place shall be my camp." And the man of God sent to the king of Israel, saying, "Beware that you not pass such a place, because there the Syrians have come down." And the king of Israel sent to the place which the man of God told him and warned him of, and saved himself there, not just once nor twice. Therefore the heart of the king of Syria was greatly troubled because of this, and he called his servants, and said to them, "Will you not show me which of us is for the king of Israel?" And one of his servants said, "None, my lord, O king. But Elisha, the prophet who is in Israel, tells the king of Israel the words that you speak in your bedchamber." And he said, "Go and spy where he is, that I may send and fetch him." And it was told him, saying, "Indeed, he is in Dothan." Therefore he sent horses, and chariots, and a great army there, and they came by night, and encircled the city. And when the servant of the man of God had risen early, and gone forth, an army had encircled the city both with horses and chariots. And his servant said to him, "Alas, my master! What shall we do?" And he answered, "Do not be afraid, because those who are with us are more than those who are with them." And Elisha prayed, and said, "Lord Jehovah, I ask you, open his eyes, that he may see." And the Lord Jehovah opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw. And, indeed, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha. And when they came down to him, Elisha prayed to the Lord Jehovah, and said, "I ask you to strike this people with blindness." And he struck them with blindness according to the word of Elisha. And Elisha said to them, "This is not the way, neither is this the city. Follow me, and I will bring you to the man whom you seek." But he led them to Samaria. And it came to pass, when they had come into Samaria, that Elisha said, "Lord Jehovah, open the eyes of these men, that they may see." And the Lord Jehovah opened their eyes, and they saw, and they were in the midst of Samaria. And the king of Israel said to Elisha, when he saw them, "My father, shall I strike them? Shall I strike them?" And he answered, "You shall not strike them. Would you strike those whom you have taken captive with your sword and with your bow? Set bread and water before them, that they may eat and drink, and go to their master." And he prepared great provision for them. And when they had eaten and drank, he sent them away, and they went to their master. So the bands of Syria did not return to the land of Israel. And it came to pass after this, that Ben-Hadad king of Syria gathered all his army, and went up, and besieged Samaria. And there was a great famine in Samaria. And, they besieged it, until a donkey head was sold for 80 pieces of silver, shekel, about 32 ounces, 912 grams, and the fourth part of a cab of dove's dung, about 11 ounces, 0.31 liters, for 5 pieces of silver. And as the king of Israel was passing by upon the wall, a woman cried to him there, saying, "Help, my lord, O king." And he said, "If the Lord Jehovah does not help you, how shall I help you? Out of the barn floor, or out of the wine press?" And the king said to her, "What ails you?" And she answered, "This woman said to me, 'Give your son, that we may eat him today, and we will eat my son tomorrow.' So we boiled my son, and ate him, and I said to her on the next day, 'Give your son, that we may eat him,' and she has hidden her son." And it came to pass, when the king heard the words of the woman, that he tore his clothes, and he passed by upon the wall, and the people looked, and, saw, he had sackcloth within upon his flesh. Then he said, "God do so and more also to me, if the head of Elisha the son of Shaphat shall remain on him this day." But Elisha sat in his house, and the elders sat with him, and the king sent a man from before him. But before the messenger came to him, he said to the elders, "See how this son of a murderer has sent to take away my head. Look. When the messenger comes, shut the door, and hold him fast at the door, or not the sound of his master's feet behind him." And while he yet talked with them, the messenger came down to him, and he said, "Look. This evil is of the Lord Jehovah. Why should I wait for the Lord Jehovah any longer?"